John Lee Sonny Boy Williamson was an American blues harmonica player who was born somewhere near Jackson in Madison County, Tennessee, on March 30, 1914. He has been called the father of the modern blues harp. This is Blues Roots, your daily trip to the Delta.
Hello, little schoolgirl. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home? Can I go home? Now you can tell your mother and your father that Sonny Boy's a little schoolboy. I woke up this morning. Lord, I couldn't make me no. Lord, I couldn't make me no time. Why that I didn't have no blues, woman? But I was all messed up in time. Now you be my baby. Come on and be my baby. I'll buy you a diamond. I'll buy you a diamond. Well, if you don't be my little woman, then I won't buy you a doggone thing. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over this land. I'm gonna fly all over this land. Oh. Don't find the woman that I'm loving, and I ain't going to let my airplane down.
Sonny Boy's first recording, Good Morning Schoolgirl, was a hit in 1937. It's been recorded by just about everyone who plays the blues. John Lee Hooker.
Tell your mother and your father I'm a little schoolboy too.
Chuck Berry.
Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning, couldn't even tie my shoes. Thinking about my sweet little baby, sweet little things we used to do.
Johnny Winter. Grateful Dead turned it into one of their big crowd pleasers.
I tell your mother and your papa, I'm a little schoolboy too. Come on now, pretty baby, I just can't help myself. So
beginning with Schoolgirl and continuing for the next decade, Sonny Boy was widely popular throughout the Southeast U.S. He recorded with the RCA Bluebird label and often played with a small group featuring Big Bill Brunzi. It was in Chicago in the 1930s that several diverse styles of harmonica playing coalesced into what is now known as modern blues harp. Sonny Boy, with his widespread popularity and choke playing, is credited with making the harmonica the lead instrument in the blues. His style influenced a wide range of blues performers, including Muddy Waters.
And I'll go home. Can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your father I once was a schoolboy.
Although he toured throughout the South, he spent most of his time in Chicago, where on the morning of June 1st, 1948, Sonny Boy's wife, Lacey Bell, opened the door of her home to discover him breathing his last on the doorstep. He had been mugged on his way home from a club. No one was ever charged with the crime. John Lee Williamson recorded over 120 sides of 78 RPM records in the 30s and 40s. He was inducted into the W.C. Handy Blues Hall of Fame on November 16th, 1980.
I don't know Harlem. I don't know Harlem.
At one point, an older performer, singer, harpist, Alec Rice Miller, adopted the name Sonny Boy, and under this moniker, he developed a wide-ranging recording career that lasted until his death in 1965. But that's a different back road along the blues roots.